Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
This is the PHP. Let's go. The Perez Hilton Podcast with Chris Booker. And
the one and only
Perez Hilton.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Here we go.
Let's go.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. He's Perez. Happy holidays, pal.
Happy holidays. Actually, wait a minute. I just had a light, literally, as you started to speak, I had a light bulb go off in my brain.
Okay.
Because later today, I'm going to post something on social media and announce it there. But I figured since our podcast is probably going to go up and be live before then, I should make the announcement on here.
Okay. Yeah, do that.
It's nothing huge or major, but, you know, people keep asking me, am I going to do Celebrity Big Brother again? Because next month in the UK, they're doing an all-star version. So uh-huh. I just wanted to give people an update or confirmation about me and that show. Yes, I have been asked to do Celebrity Big Brother, and I told them I would do it if the price was right.
Right.
And the price was not right. Okay.
So can you? Oh, I really want to know how much. And I know that's.
Oh, I'm not going to.
No, let me just ask you this. Is it way off from what you wanted?
Yeah, clearly, because I wanted to get paid double what I got paid last time. And I think I'm worth it.
Yeah.
I am the most talked about housemate in the history of Celebrity Big Brother. Statistics show that. So, mm-hmm. you know, my whole motto is...
You're on like the most popular season, right?
The most popular season in like 7 or 8 years.
Wow. And that's hard, by the way. When you have a show that's established and it starts to wane a little bit, and then a lightning rod person comes on, and then all of a sudden it rates, that means that person's worth it.
Yeah, and statistics show, I'm not making this up, they had a guy come into the house and say the analytics about everything. Oh, this is that and this and that. And statistics show the most talked about housemate in the history of Celebrity Big Brother is Perez Hilton. So anyways, I left the door open for them. You know, in the future, if they ever do an All-Stars again, I'd go back if the price is right. But, you know, that experience for me was truly traumatic. And I need to be prepared if I'm going to enter that again for it to be just as bad or worse. Because they're probably going to try to make it worse.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, but going in with the knowledge, I mean, look, anytime you do something the first time, let's say you hike up a hill that's ridiculously high and hard.
Yeah, no, you would think that.
It seems harder, but wouldn't it be easier?
No, because A, they want to make it harder. They're going to make it harder because it's all people that have done it before. And secondly, it's also going to be filled with even bigger personalities than an average season because it would be all stars. So it's a bunch of desperate, hungry losers who are going to.
I don't know the show. So do you kind of, is the game to attack one another? How do you win? Like, I don't even know how you win in Celebrity Big Brother.
I don't know. I went in there not having watched a single freaking episode. I just did it for the paycheck. I've said this before.
I got that. I'm just trying to figure out.
That was my biggest mistake, I think, going in.
You weren't prepared.
Well, no.
But now you're prepared as well.
It wouldn't be as hard on you, right? No, you're putting words into my mouth. I think my biggest
mistake. I said right, as it's a question.
No, I think my biggest mistake was not letting everybody in that house know I was just doing it for money, right? Because I think a lot of the other people in that show on my season wanted to stay on the whole time, wanted to do it for exposure. I didn't want to do it for exposure. I wanted my paycheck and to bounce as soon as possible. But people didn't believe me. So anyways,
Well, what I'm saying is, Perez, I don't understand
I don't know. Like, if you're annoying, they like you. If you're nice, they like you. Like, I don't fucking know. Nobody knows.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out what the goal of the show was. Like, are you there to try to win something at the end? Are you there to try to be the most annoying? Are you there to try
to... Well, some people have a strategy like that. Yes, I went in there with no strategy. I just wanted
you're not understanding my question, I guess. Maybe I'm not asking it right. I don't understand the premise of the show. I don't understand what the goal is for any person in that house to obtain.
The goal is to be the last person in the house, and then you win.
Okay, I don't know how you get kicked out of the house, though.
The audience votes people out, but you don't know why. You don't know why they vote people out. Like, they could, it could be. But if you're an asshole who pushes people's buttons, they might like that. They might find you entertaining, and they might like to see all the drama that you create. So they're going to keep you in.
See, what I was saying was I didn't understand the show and what they were trying to get out of you, or why you stayed or why you left. Like, you know, a football game, I know what happens in a football game. The end of the game, somebody with the highest score wins. I didn't understand the premise of Big Brother.
I stayed because they were basically blackmailing me. They gave me a shit-ass contract that stated if I quit the show, I would only get paid 25% of my fee.
Oh, I see. So what's this deal? Is this deal sort of the same where they're not giving you any more money, or it's not guaranteed money, or is it on like a sliding scale? If you're there longer, you get paid more.
No, I wish, right? If you make it all the
right,
way.
I don't know. I'm just asking. No,
if you make it all the way to the end, you don't get paid any extra. So basically you're giving them more work,
and you're giving up your time.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yes. So I went into that experience. I was like, okay, let me stay for like a week, you know, get a little attention. I don't need a lot.
I get it. So now I see why they like you, because they hated you. They realized why you were there to make money, and they were like, screw this guy, we're going to keep him there longer, and we're going to break him even more by keeping him there because he's being honest about really not wanting to be here. Wants the check.
I don't think people believed me. Like, I don't think anybody.
You don't think the audience believed you?
No,
either.
Nobody.
That's great.
I think everybody thought I really wanted to be there, and I was like, hell no.
Don't they do a version of that show with teams or something like that? I mean, is that how they do it in the U.S.? I've never watched that show.
No,
but
in
if
the
there
US,
were teams, come on, let's you and me, let's be on a team, and I'll go with you. Let's do it. It'll be great.
In the U.S.,
nobody's going to beat us, Perez.
In the U.S., it's a lot more about like a competition, like competing, doing actual. I don't know. I don't watch the U.S.
Right,
one either.
You and me, neither one of us. Well, anyhow, you gave us your announcement.
I'm
bummed.
That.
I kind of wanted you to go back because you said you'd never go back, and you really mean it. You don't want to go back.
No,
unless you're getting paid.
I would go back if the price is right, but I know my worth. I know what I brought to the show, and
right.
I know what that experience did to me, and I know how much it would take to get me in there, and they weren't willing to pay me that much. So see ya. And it's not a negotiation tactic. It's like, you pay me what I'm...
No, I get it. Like, there's no doubt in my mind about it. I mean, we've talked about this ad nauseum. It sounds to me like you never, ever, ever, ever would go back unless the price is right.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't need to do it.
You've said it a million times. So you're a man of your word. You're like, hey, pay me more. I deserve more. You don't want to give me more. I'm not doing it. Thanks for asking, though.
So, yeah, absolutely. So it's like, I'm not doing it for fun. I wouldn't do it for publicity. I would do it for straight, hard up, cold cash. And it's not there.
Paycheck.
And we'll see. I'm curious to see who they end up booking. Clearly people they got on a discount. And,
yeah. Well, listen, I'm available.
Hey. Anyways, that's that. And now let's get to what everybody wants to talk about. There's tons of drama this week with Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna and Fifth Harmony and Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Too much drama almost.
Two shows worth, as a matter of fact, Perez.
Well, no, the second show is going to be just calls.
Is that all we're going to do is just the call show, the second show, huh?
Well, I don't want it to be completely stale by next week.
Well,
so we can't talk about Fifth Harmony next week. People may not care next week.
Right. Okay.
So let's get it all out right now, and then we'll just do calls for next week. It's our bonus episode. It's a gift episode to you.
It's a gift. Yes.
Instead of
our vacation, which we never take.
Yeah.
We never take a vacation.
No.
We just keep churning out the shows. But by the way, I believe this is our 75th show, Perez.
Really? Wow.
I think it's show 75, so we're on our way to 100. That's pretty impressive, I think.
Amazing. All right, well, let's just get on with it.
Let's do it, baby.
All right. Rob, well, so you've been filling in for Carson Daly this week, and I normally call in, but I decided to sleep more and take this week off, although I haven't even gotten that much sleep.
I wish you wouldn't. I wish you would do it on a week that he's on, because I have more fun with you. I do. I really
You mean on a week that he's off? Oh, you mean a week that he's on, take my week off?
Yeah, because
no, I want to be off for the holidays.
I know, but it's not really the holiday. This week isn't really the holiday. Next week is the holiday.
Everybody wish you would take
the first week of January off or something. You know, it's fun when you're on the radio with me because we get a lot of this, and it's a good time. And I don't care so much about the rules. I don't know. I just miss having you on. That's all.
So tell me, how did you explain to the AMP radio listeners the whole Rob and China?
I let the people that work around me explain it.
You did.
And, you know, you're great at this. You do a great job at it. And this is like one of those weird weeks where everything you just said, there is so much going on between Kanye and, well, you'll cover it. There's just a lot. And you're a pro. I'm filling in. So it's hard. And look, when you're filling in, you're the stand-in. And nobody likes the stand-in. Let's just be honest. Nobody does. But when I'm with you, I'm comfortable because you and I have our thing. And, you know, so now I'm the stand-in working with other stand-ins. For me, I just have a comfort level with you. And I'm just saying, well, there are Perez stand-ins right now.
Oh, there are? Who?
Yeah, I mean, I've got the girls that are working on the show with me. They're all doing entertainment.
Angie off this week, too?
No, she's there. But we've got the girls behind the scenes. There's like three girls behind the scenes, and I've got all three of them doing one story for every Perez segment. So it'll go like this. It'll be like, ladies and gentlemen, Perez Hilton, Perez Hilton. Then I'll jump on and go, yeah, well, Perez boned me. He's on vacation this week. So I'm going to have these girls come in and do the entertainment news.
Fabulous.
And it's okay, but you're a pro.
All right,
you know what?
Well, let's get to it.
Give me the stories.
Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna are fame-hungry, desperate, thirsty whores.
Okay.
On to the next story.
I said that on the air, by the way. So right now, I'm so far so good.
I was going to move on.
That's good. But I can't. Yes, you can.
No, I wish. Wouldn't that be amazing?
You know why I said it? Because you and I had a text exchange about you not being on, and you were like, sucks to be you. But I said, but with all this Blac Chyna or whatever, and you gave me one line. And I think that the one line was, it's all fake. And that just stuck with me. I was like, you know what? Perez is right.
They got their new show debuting. No,
they're just doing it because the media is dumb and we're going to go, ooh, story. Let's report that story. It's a non-story. They're not broken up.
I don't believe it's all fake, but I said that for you to say it because I believe you would believe it's all fake.
I believe it's all fake. Totally.
There we go. That's why I said that was your line.
See, you were playing me because
I was totally playing you.
See, no, I think
not
it is
playing
all fake.
You, but that's like your line.
That's my line, but I thought you were giving me the news, and I just agreed with you. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's all fake. I just think it's totally all fake.
No, I think it's real, but clearly the whole fame and social media aspect plays a huge part of it.
Uh-huh.
It's like a drug, right? Like, they get off on being talked about. They get off on the drama. Her, especially. Him, I'm not so sure about. Him, I think he, you know, lost his dad when he was young, and that can be very traumatic for people. It could stunt their maturity in many ways. He's an incredibly immature person who's battling a lot of demons. So I do have sympathy for him here.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, he didn't handle himself as well as he could have, but, you know, he's battling depression. He's battling weight issues. He's battling a lot of things. And we don't know what's going on with her, but she's a combative person. And just today, the very latest report is that the fight that led to all of this was a violent altercation where she was drunk and started beating him.
Wow.
Like, that's the kind of volatile relationship they have. But while I have sympathy for him, on the flip side, I will be the first motherfucker to say, I told you so. I mean,
well, come on. That's like predicting Tuesday comes after Monday.
But we need to remember that this guy didn't even start dating this chick until the beginning of this year. It's all happened in less than a year.
Sure.
And let us also remember that she was arrested at the beginning of the year for drugs. Do you remember that?
No, I've forgotten about that.
Oh, you forgot about it because so much crap's happened in between. Yes, I remember it vividly. She was
what,
on a,
what kind of drugs was it?
Ecstasy. Yeah, okay. Or Molly or whatever the hell it was. I don't know. It was either ecstasy or Molly.
Isn't that the same thing? I thought that was the same thing.
No, I think ecstasy is a pill and Molly is a powder.
Oh, so I think. Snort Molly? Honestly, I've never done it. I don't know.
They put it in capsules, but it's just like a different.
It's a different packaging. Okay, we're guessing. Like, we don't know. Neither one of us are drugs. We have no idea.
They're like sisters, okay?
But I gotcha. Right.
It's not the same thing. Anyway,
it's not the same thing. Okay.
Yeah, she was arrested at an airport for having Molly on her, and it should be noted that she has like a 3 or 4 year old son, okay? King Cairo. I think, is that his name or is that Amber Rose's name?
I don't know.
Baby's name.
Stupid.
That's her name. Amber Rose's baby's name, Sebastian. Anyways. Yeah, it was all the drama. She was arrested in Texas and he drove.
Oh, I remember that. He drove all the way down here to bail her out.
Like, why couldn't he fly to bail her out? Like, I don't get it.
I remember that, yeah.
And she had a mugshot and everything. Like, that is the woman that he chose to have a baby with. Because according to Blac Chyna herself, over the last few days, she said Rob begged her to have a baby.
Yeah.
And I believe that. I believe that.
Listen, I don't think.
You think she trapped him into having a baby?
I was going to say, calm down. There's no way he chose her. She chose him. Okay. She wanted to be a Kardashian. She wanted that K Kardashian name. She wanted to be in that clique starting with the K. She wanted to be a part of that whole scene. Okay.
Of course.
She chose the weak link. Okay. He is the weak link for all the reasons you just stated a few minutes ago, the problems, the weight, the father that died. He is the weak link. Okay. She zoned in on her prey.
Yeah, she's a vulture.
She's a vulture. Thank you. That's the word that she is. She's a vulture. And that's what she did. And that's all that this is. It just is continuing on and on. And this poor guy, clearly he's got a lot of problems. And the press is like, I'm reading some of these clippings, like his mental issues. It's not his mental issues. It's his situation. Start with everything Perez just said. Their relationship starts off with him driving to Texas to bail his druggy girlfriend out of jail, okay? And he's been caught in this spider web of crap on top of the life that he's living with this maniacal family that he's saddled next to. I mean, the guy doesn't have a chance. He didn't have a chance against her coming in hot. No chance at all. So,
I mean,
no,
he does have mental issues. I mean, he's clearly somebody who has been battling depression. He barely would leave the house
woman. And I think the weight thing has a lot to do with that, too. You know,
yeah,
I think
it's
hand
all
in hand.
Tangled together. Yes.
Sure.
And also drugs as well, or alcohol, or both. You know, the family has alluded to that repeatedly, that he had his substance issues. I don't think it was ever hardcore drugs like Lamar Odom, but he definitely had his substance issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because a baby did come into the world as a result of it. And that baby is going to be, I mean, I hope they just break up.
We don't
up.
Know what it's going to be, but it's no, not I looking know, good.
I hope they break up for good and that I don't want to curse her, right? Like, I hope this woman finds love eventually, but I hope that she finds peaceful love.
She's not looking for love. She's looking for attention. She wants to be a Kardashian. She wants to be on TV. She wants to be accepted by the world. She wants the quick fame that so many dumb people want today. That's what this woman wants.
Yeah, but
that's
she's
why
also
she targeted him.
She's also a mother of 2 children.
Ugh, enough.
Two
enough
kids.
Having kids too. Just stop that too, because you're just screwing up some innocent kids. You're just screwing them up.
No,
these kids have no chance.
I hope that she finds love. I hope that she finds peaceful love. I hope that she's able to have a home environment that is free of drama.
Not
because kids pick up on this.
100%.
Kids 100%. Are so intuitive. Kids are so 100%. Sensitive, and it affects them even if they can't verbalize it, or even if they're not really aware of everything going on. I hope they don't get back to, they are back together right now. They're not living together again. She took the kid, she took all the furniture, and she's staying at her place. But the very latest is that they're talking and that they're back together. And I just hope that in 2017, his sisters are able to finally, actually, the sisters aren't going to be able to do shit. They're not going to be able, they're not going to be able to convince him to leave that woman. No, the only one that's going to be able to do that is him. Yeah. And I hope that he has the strength, the balls, the foresight to realize that, you know, this is not healthy for me. It's not going to be healthy for my baby. Let me go to court. Let me put in writing my paternal rights. And actually, he can make a fucking good argument for being given primary custody of that baby.
Does
no,
he have a record?
But
he
no, but
have a
she
record.
Does.
There you go.
Exactly. Yeah. Therefore,
around the time of conception.
Yeah, exactly.
A drug charge around the time of conception.
Exactly. So if he... I would do that if I were him. I would get full or primary custody. You know, he has money. His family has money. They'll have the nannies for him. He'll have lots of aunties coming and visit. She'll have Dream, the baby, have lots of aunties coming to visit. And I think that they, as a family, could help provide a much more stable and less... Though still dramatic. Though still dramatic upbringing for the baby. Huh. I mean, I keep thinking, though, also, you know, just about Kardashian Inc. and about life as a Kardashian, like, because, you know, I could understand the appeal and the allure to so many. You know, you see them on social media. Like just yesterday, Kris Jenner.
Well, fame for nothing, of course. We've talked about this a million times. There's a huge allure for it.
Kris Jenner posted this photo of her Christmas tree with the most massive teddy bear decoration, red, like, art piece decoration for Christmas. And I'm like, God, it must be real nice to have Kardashian money. And Kourtney Kardashian threw her boys, Rain and Mason, a joint birthday party because they share a birthday. And it was such a lavish, Fast and Furious themed birthday party. And I kept thinking, gosh, it must be nice to have Kardashian money.
Oh,
but I quickly snapped
out
of it.
Earth, I hope.
Yeah, no, because I realized, you know what? I would rather not have Kardashian money and not sell my soul to the devil and not have everything that comes being a Kardashian.
Thank God,
because
you come to your senses.
No,
I would rather have you and what you provide. Looking at your goddamn Instagram, I would rather have you as a father and an upbringing in a normal the situation, just one parent even, than even be anywhere near that train wreck. You know, you have a lot of money. Let's say me with kids would be a lot better. I can't. Obviously couldn't give them lavish parties. Kids don't give a crap about lavish parties. They just want the love of their parents, 24/7 attention. That's all they want. That's it. So, yeah, I'm glad you've...
And not even that. Like, it's, you know, such a not normal upbringing.
Yeah.
Like, the intense media speculation, the paparazzi...
The scrutiny.
Everything. Like... I hope those kids are able to break the cycle, and I hope that in the future they're able to live happy, healthy, normal-ish lives. But I don't know if that's in the cards for them. Hmm. Anyways, back to Rob and China. I'm not even done with them. Like, I was a little bit mad because all the drama started going down Saturday night. That's prime holiday party day. I wanted to enjoy my freaking evening, and that's when all of that went down. I was at a holiday party and all the freaking back and forth. And of course, you know, people think that it was for publicity because the very next night they had their baby special air on E.
Yeah.
And Rob Kardashian's just weird, okay? Like, there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's bizarre. Like, the woman just took your baby, went off with all the furniture, and then you're going on about her taking the chips. She took my food. Like, and then he started...
Just the fact you're posting that on social media just says, number one, you're an asshole. Number two, it's not real. It's for television. It's for cameras. It's like Kardashian playbook page two. That's what it is. So yeah. But it's silly. No. I mean, it's for us to go on to the second part of the story. I just feel like we've taken some bait. We've taken like the biggest piece of chum in the water, and it's like we shouldn't, because they're just playing everybody. Like,
well,
and
yes,
I don't even know if anyone cares. Like, I'm sitting there, like, I'm looking at, we're 25 minutes in, and I'm going, does anyone care? Do you think people care, or that it's just there's no any other stories right now other than Fifth Harmony and the other stories?
No,
but do you think people really give a shit?
Yes, and you do? That's why if people did not give a shit, she would not have been trending on Twitter, which she was for more than a day.
Once again, I've said it a million times. Young, dumb people are on Twitter. That's what it is. Just
fine. They care.
That doesn't mean
everybody cares.
You're not young.
I never said everybody cares, but I said people do care. A lot of people do care. You're not one of them.
I guess so.
Anyways, he also started posting these stupid memes. Like I just don't understand. I'm glad I don't understand it. I don't want to understand it. I don't think I ever could understand it. It's such a different world. But that's their reality. And the thing you said, like, it's my job, and I have to talk about it, and people have to talk about it, and people will talk about it for the same reason that when Donald Trump, and we'll get to him later, when he posts a stupid tweet, the media has to talk about it. They can't ignore his stupid tweets. Just like at this
but if
point.
They did,
at
here's
this,
my point. But here's my point. If they did, he would not have won this election. That's my point.
But they couldn't have. He was a presidential running
mate. Because the dumb people, the masses are asses, and the dumb people took the bait. But in that situation, he became the president because of all of the free press for it. Is this like, I feel the same way. Like, you're making Rob Kardashian a thing when he wasn't a thing to begin with, because there's nothing else to talk about, and you keep taking the bait. So now we're making them a thing when we don't think he deserves to be a thing, or black dishware or China or whatever the hell her name
is. Well, I'm sure that a lot of people still think that Kim Kardashian doesn't deserve to be a thing, but she's a thing. You can't take that away from her. She's broken the internet repeatedly.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can't argue with you on that one, but you helped make that. Now you're helping make this. Well, I'm telling you, like, she wouldn't have been a thing if you didn't take the bait initially. I'm sorry, but I probably took the bait too, because I like to see some, you know, rich Hollywood chick take it from some dude on camera. You know, that's fascinating to me. You know, but after that, I was done with her. I was like, okay,
because you're not the target demo.
What's the target demo? People?
Young women.
I was young at one point and cared about entertainment, but I just didn't take... Look,
women,
I said
you're
before.
Not a woman.
I don't believe that all women care about the Kardashians.
I never said
there are a lot of women that listen to this show that do not want to hear about the Kardashians. They like our entertainment reports, but I don't know if they like them.
I will safely say that at least 51%+ of young women care about the Kardashians.
No way. 51%+ of dumb women care about the Kardashians. That is not that. No, there's no way.
No,
you can't tell me that more. If they did, Perez, then why aren't people watching their television show?
Because they don't need to watch. It's not about the TV show anymore. Kardashian Inc. is much more than just a show. It's everything. Like, if they didn't care, if they didn't care about the Kardashians, then Kylie Jenner would not have sold millions of dollars worth of crap. $5 million.
Make her.
That's not true.
I believe it all day.
Look,
admittedly, the impetus of it is Kim Kardashian and the sex tape, and that's where it came from, and that's where it grew from. But right now, you planting this Kardashian seed for Rob and China, you're helping make them. They're not anything now. There's just no other stories, and you got to report on something. But this is what you've decided to report on because there's nothing else, and you're creating another Kim Kardashian is all that I'm saying.
I can't ignore something that was trending on Twitter. I could, but I would be stupid to ignore it. Why would I not discuss something that clearly is pushing people's buttons to the point that the algorithm determined her to be a trending topic?
Why would Blac Chyna or by Kenny?
Blac Chyna, yes. Hmm. Once again,
lack of other things trending. I don't know what else young is trending and whatever else is so
popular.
I'm just saying you're feeding the flower is all that I'm saying. You're just feeding the flower.
But it would be bad business. It would be stupid of me to ignore that. You're saying I should ignore it?
That's not what I said at all. I'm just saying what is happening. I'm just saying what is happening.
Well, I
would ignore them, though. I don't think anyone would. If you see, I think you're such a tastemaker and your site is such a tastemaker for other websites. They look to you to see what you're reporting on and they report on it. I think a lot of dumb entertainment shows that may be falling by the way still report on the things that you're reporting on because, you know, they're like, well, this is what Perez is talking about. So we have to do it, too. Then all of a sudden it becomes a thing. That's all that I'm saying.
Well, it became
a thing.
I'm
not saying not to. I'm just dedicating the amount of time that we are to them.
It was a thing before I even talked about it. I told you it was trending on Twitter before we even discussed it. And I was pissed about it. I was like, fuck, am I really going to have to ruin my Saturday night over this?
Ruin my Saturday night with this crap?
Yeah.
I think you could ignore it. I think there's better things to talk about.
I couldn't ignore it.
I think you post it once and go, there it is. I'm done with this.
People kept, like, I had posted something on Instagram, and people were like, why aren't you talking about Blac and Chyna, Robin Chyna.
Rob's Blac Chyna.
Why aren't you talking about Robin Chyna?
All right.
Literally.
All right, let's move on. You've made your point. I get your point.
All right, well, let's take a break, and we'll come back with tons more drama, including Kanye, Kim Kardashian, Fifth Harmony, and Donald Trump.
Oh, my goodness. It's the PHP.
The PHP.
I just used my NutriBullet yesterday.
Oh, yeah? What did you do with it?
I'm the king of the NutriBullet. I got to be honest. I'm sort of in a rut. I've been doing the same thing. I mean, it's the blueberries. It's a little bit of raspberries. It's spinach. It's a scoop of peanut butter. I got to stop with that because it's making it too sweet. I have my spinach.
I love it. Sweet.
Carrot. I love carrot. Carrot's a great thing to put in there. I really like the taste of ground up carrot. A little bit of apple. I do a little bit of soy milk. Then I have these seeds. I forget which kind of seeds they are. I'd have to go look. But soy seeds. They're black.
Soy milk gives you man boobs, right?
It does?
Yeah. Look it up.
Oh, I'm done with that. I don't need man boobs. Jesus. I didn't know that.
Google it. Yeah.
I'll grow. Oh, jeez. Well, that's no longer in my NutriBullet. That's out.
You might just want to do like 1% milk.
Yeah, I'm going coconut water because I've done it with coconut water before. That doesn't give me the moobs, does it?
No.
Okay, then, yeah. But I love my NutriBullet because I used to be a blender guy, and the blender's so messy, and it's so big, and it's hard to clean. The NutriBullet's almost like a cup on top of a tiny miniature blender.
It's awesome.
It beats everything up, just down, liquefies everything. And it's so, everything I mentioned is really healthy.
Yeah, not just liquefy, it can also pulverize.
Pulverizes.
If you want to add, you know, nuts to something and you want to completely pulverize them, the NutriBullet will do it for you. It is the world's premier nutrition extractor. And for 20% off your order, go to NutriBullet.com/Perez and use the code Perez at checkout. That's NutriBullet.com, NutriBullet.com/Perez, and use Perez at checkout for 20% off your order and a free bag of protein.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
The PHP, the Perez Hilton Podcast.
Let's get to Fifth Harmony, and then we'll go back to the Kardashian land, because I got a lot of Kim and Kanye crap to get to. Okay. And then we'll talk about Donald Trump. We got a lot of show today. All right. I am so thankful that social media did not exist when the Spice Girls broke up, because this Fifth Harmony split is so messy. It's a case of he said, she said, they said, she said, we said, and it's sad because it didn't have to play out like this. I don't recall the One Direction split being so petty. Do you?
Yeah, I don't think guys behave that way though. And I don't mean to sound sexist about it, but they typically don't. I mean, I don't know why this, with the girls, it seems to get kind
catty.
Of more catty. That was the word I was going to use. It just seems cattier. And I mean, you guys were really successful together. Why not step away from it and just say, look, we were really successful together. Obviously, it didn't work out. Thanks, Camilla, for your time. And she should have done the same thing and just moved on. But now it's, I don't know, maybe it's a good thing. Maybe it's better for Fifth Harmony in the future for the one record they're going to make after this and be done.
That's what I said.
Yeah, totally.
But they were already on their way out anyways.
They were. I mean, we've talked about this ad nauseum for weeks.
I think it's smart of her to leave a sinking ship. And also, she's been able to like make other stuff happen on her own.
She's on a mini role. Let's call it a mini role.
Last year, she had that song with Shawn Mendes that wasn't a monster hit, but it wasn't a flop either. Mm-hmm. Like, it did okay. And this year, she's actually got like a real genuine top 10 Billboard Hot 100 hit with mm-hmm. Machine Gun Kelly. Mm-hmm. Plus, she's also part of Taylor Swift's crew. And that association, I think, only helps her. Mm-hmm. And she just didn't want to do it anymore. Like, I don't understand the other girls being butt hurt that she didn't want to do it. Like, I understand.
She's the star. She's the star.
Like, you know? Why are you going to try to coerce her into doing something that she doesn't want to do? She didn't want to do it. She was very vocal and clear for a long ass time that she didn't want to be a part of the group anymore. And literally the first day that she was contractually able to leave the group, she left. And she's also, they've been together a while. Like, it may seem like, you know, this was the first year they got a lot of traction, but they've been together for 5 years. Mm-hmm. She's a young girl. That's a lot of time for a young girl. And she wants to pursue other things. She wants to see if she can make it happen on her own. And she's smart enough to know that if she's going to make it happen on her own, that's going to take a lot of time. And it's going to take a lot of touring and a lot of things. And it may not happen right away, but it might happen on her second album. Who knows? Mm-hmm.
Bottom line is she's set up perfectly for it. And I think we talked about this many episodes back. She's primed for the next step. And who knows if it works? It's all about the music. I always say, you know, hits cure everything. Yeah. And she's had two in a row. She's got a nice little track record. She's headed in the right direction. Will she be Beyonce? I don't know.
I
don't know.
I love her voice. It's a very pop voice. I love pop music. Mm-hmm. And whenever I watch them perform and I watch the videos, like this is not a diss against the other girls. I like the other girls. I'm a fan of all of them. I'm a fan of the group. I've been a supporter since the very beginning.
You have.
Just because I'm a supporter and a fan doesn't mean I can't keep it real. Doesn't mean I can't say, oh, I think this one has more talent.
Doesn't mean
than
you
the
can't
other.
Observe the truth.
I think she's the only one with that it factor.
I said it on the show when we first started talking about them, or when you kind of brought them into the fold of the show. I didn't know which one was which. We watched some award show together on the before this show, and I said, I don't know, but I said that girl's the star.
Here's a test. Can you name any of them besides her?
Not a one. Couldn't give you one name.
I know
one of them's in the news, and we'll get to that. I couldn't even give you one other name.
One name. Come on.
I can't. Danity Kane. That's her name.
What?
I don't know. I really don't know. I don't. I honestly don't know. There was one in the news today for obvious reasons, and I'm sure you'll get to that.
Wait, who was in the news today?
Well, the one with the leaked tape.
Oh, yeah. She was in the news?
Well, that whole leaked audio.
Did it? Who did that? Who showed it?
I thought I saw heard the audio on your, I thought I heard it on your Instagram.
She was talking
about being a slave and.
Oh yeah. I was just wondering if other people were talking about it too.
Oh no. I just saw it on yours. And honestly, I haven't, that was it late at work today and I haven't touched the internet since.
All right.
You'd have to catch me up.
Well, anyways, which one
was it? By the way, who said that?
Lauren,
okay.
So the big crux of the Fifth Harmony split is the girls are saying one thing and Camilla's saying another thing. The girls are saying that they were caught by surprise, and Camilla's saying, no, I've let you guys know for a while now I was not going to continue on with the group. And I definitely believe her.
Of course we believe her. I mean, just because of all the stories of the animosity between all of them and her. I mean, geez, the writing has been on the wall
Since 2015.
For any obvious person to, if you knew how to read, you could read it. You know, I mean, I knew it. Okay. I'm not even a fan and I knew it. So I don't know. Like I said, they should just calm down, all of them. She clearly wanted to leave. She's contractually allowed to leave. And good for her. If that's what she wanted to do, then, you know, they went out there. To me, they went out and said the negative things first.
I agree.
They shouldn't have. They shouldn't have said anything. They should have thanked her for her time. And we're going to go on better than ever.
Yeah, let her leave in peace.
Exactly. But they screwed up. So she has to put her version out there, which she doesn't. She probably didn't want to do. But she's like, you guys left me no choice. Now I have to go out there and I have to give a rebuttal to this because people are going to ask me. And by the way, she wants to put this to bed. She wants to start her career. She doesn't want to sit there and talk about her last career. She wants to get the new thing going. So she has to address it. And if she's smart, she won't say another thing about it. She'll just move on.
Well, she hasn't thus far. And I think that's smart.
She should keep it that way. It sounds like she has smart people around her already.
Although I think ultimately, like, this whole thing probably isn't even bad for both sides. It goes back to Rob and China. Drama is a good thing in this day and age.
You're right. You're 100% right.
You know, talking about them is better than not talking about them, especially because the most recent Fifth Harmony single, actually the two most recent Fifth Harmony singles, have both flopped like hard.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know. Like, the second single was Flex. I thought that was a hit, but it didn't end up doing anything. And the new single's That's My Girl. And that one has just been a disaster. Yeah.
These are like just ancillary track acts that some radio stations added so they could get them performing at their, you know, jingle holiday show or whatever, you know. And then that's all they were. They're not hit songs.
But yeah, you know, there's still a lot of drama with that group. You mentioned that audio. Lauren from Fifth Harmony had this audio leak of her comparing her experience in being in a successful girl group to that of being a slave. She said literally a slave, a slave. She kept repeating it.
I mean, she said literally a slave. It's not like that's we're saying literally. She said literally.
Yeah, literally.
Listen, they worked those girls really, really, really hard for a lot of nothing. And I'm sure they have the worst contract in the world, which is another reason for Camilla to bail out of that thing. I guarantee you they haven't made a dollar and they've been working their asses off. I guarantee you there's not a lot of money going around Fifth Harmony. They got one of those TLC deals. So there's a lot to do with that. And those are some really, really, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan at all, but I will never let anybody say that they're not hard workers because they work hard. They do put on, you know, the show that they put on that I don't really like, but it's not like they're dogging it out there. So, and it's not fair of someone to get a recording and put it out there. Someone that's worn down, who's tired, who's beaten, the band's breaking up. It's got to be hard for her. And she's still a young girl. So I'm giving her a little bit of a pass on her statements.
All right. Well, let's move on. Who do you want to talk about next? Kim and Kanye or Donald Trump?
Wow. Shit.
Yeah. Let's do Trump.
I'll let you pick the flavor of shit.
Let's do Trump because we've already started off with the Kardashians, but there's actually a lot of Kim and Kanye stuff to get to.
Yeah, I need a break.
And I'm really heated about some of this Kim and Kanye stuff, so definitely keep listening. But my first question about Donald Trump is, you would think now that he has been elected president, and now that the Electoral College has verified the legitimacy of his president, until now, because if it is proven in the future that his campaign was in cahoots, I love that word, was in cahoots with Russia.
Which they were, clearly.
If it is proven that his campaign was in cahoots with Russia, then he and the vice president can be impeached for treason.
Right.
We'll need facts and we'll need proof and it'll be a long drawn out process.
Which will be terrible for America.
Yeah. But now that he's president, you would think a rational person, even a dumbass person would think, maybe you should take an extra 30 seconds to proofread your tweets. I don't proofread my tweets because I tweet a shit ton every day. And I'm also not president of the United States.
Right.
But, like, I don't understand. Like, I just, He's president now, and he's still A, sending out his own tweets, and B, like, sounding like an idiot.
But he is an idiot.
Yeah. And
here's an idiot. What else can I say?
And here's the thing. His supporters don't care.
They don't care.
They probably like it because it makes him seem relatable to them. Like, oh yeah.
Please. They don't even have Twitter, those dopes.
Oh no. Oh, I'm deplorables are all over Twitter.
Really?
Oh yeah. They're all
they're owning it, huh?
They are all over it. But no, he's still on Twitter. He's still throwing tantrums over stupid shit like Vanity Fair criticizing his restaurant at Trump Tower. And he's still just being awful. But I'm almost like more concerned about all the other people, the people that he's continuing to litter his administration with, these really, really, really rich white people, whom a lot of them have zero experience in government. Like, he hired the former chief of the WWE. He's trying to get appointed the CEO of Exxon to be Secretary of State, a dude who's buddy-buddy with Vladimir Putin. And meanwhile, distracting us also from awful crap that is happening, like his chief of staff, Reince Priebus, saying that he might get rid of the daily White House press briefings. Like, I just don't understand. Like, that's something that's happened forever.
Right. Well, and because we, the people, deserve to know what's going on with our government.
It's, and holding them accountable.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And that's what it's there for. Not at your convenience. It's for us. Our job as citizens is to monitor you. That is our job. It's our goddamn duty. Not only our job. It's what we're supposed to do.
Well, Donald
Trump. To sit there
Trump,
and say, I'm not going to do it anymore. Like, huh? No, it doesn't work that way. You're not in charge, dick. We're in charge. We're the people. We the people. It's the first line. No. Oh, what a dick.
Donald Trump hates the media, and not only does he hate it, but he is conditioning Americans to distrust the media.
He really is, and it's not fair. Listen, what is the every time they say something, they say it's the biased media. They're the media. They're supposed to report on you. And if those are your words that you say, I don't really know how that's, quote, biased. But that's what he puts out there all day long. It's a biased media. What? No, these are your words. By the way, Fox is supposed to be saying the same thing that you're saying too, and they should be calling you out as well. But they're not. They're an entertainment channel. They're not a news channel. But yeah, it blows my mind. Did you see that he's nominating Ben Carson for the, what is he going to do? Housing?
What's the one that the doctor one normally does. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, Ben Carson was a surgeon, right?
No, I know. There's like a medical one.
Oh, not attorney general.
No. Cabinet medical. Let me see.
The attorney. It's going to come to me.
I know. Doctor general. I don't know. Some crap like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Keep talking. It'll come to me.
Whatever. All I'm saying is that would have been the one to make sense to appoint him at.
But he's going to do housing.
Yes.
It's like, what? He makes no sense. Like, none of this makes any sense. Up is down. It's crazy. It's just crazy what's going on. But okay.
In other Trump news, he's finally scored a musician to perform at the inauguration, A-lister Jackie Evancho.
A-lister?
That was me.
I'm sorry, did you say A-lister?
That was me being facetious.
That was me answering your facetiousness.
A-lister. But, you know,
I'd have to Google that person to figure out who it was.
She won America. I think she won America's Got Talent, or she was on America's Got Talent, or some crap like that. I don't know. It's good for her because she's young, so you can't really be mad at her, even though some people are, although I don't think you should. She's a teenager. Like, give her a break. Maybe her parents are forcing her to do it, or maybe she wants to. Either way.
Hey, listen, either way, she's a young girl. It's a nice nod to be a part of something that is history. I don't see it as a bad thing. I don't look at her any differently, even if she was younger or older. It's just, you know, he is the president of the United States. There is some respect to that. So I, once again, I'm giving somebody else a pass. I know you're like, but still. Listen, if you were someone that was 35 years plus and you're doing this and you've got a little bit of knowledge in your head of what's going on in the world and what this man is actually, what he has done and what he continues to do, and then you take the gig, okay, I'm going to be a little bit more critical, but I'm not really going to be that critical of a young girl.
Yeah.
No, who's just going to...
That's what I said. But a lot of people are. A lot of people are. Have you heard what Tom Arnold said about Donald Trump?
Explain this, because this is a good one.
Tom Arnold gave an interview where he says that he is in possession of a tape in which Donald Trump uses racial slurs and calls his son the R word. I don't like saying it. RETARD.
You don't have to spell it. We're not nine. If you're going to spell it, then just say it.
I'm not going to say it. I don't want to say it.
Oh my God, it's the same difference.
I don't want to say
it. Quoting someone else. Unless you're calling somebody something, it's okay.
Well, I'm not going to say the N word, but that one, at least if you say it, you know what the N word is. The R word, not everybody might know.
Okay.
So anyways, and I'm just calling bullshit on Tom Arnold, because if he really had that in his possession, A, why didn't you release it before Election Day? And B, why don't you release it now? I don't think he has that. I think it's BS. I mean, it wouldn't shock me if it were true. But also, I think I touched upon this earlier. Like, even if that tape came out before Election Day, I think he still would have won.
100%. Agreed. I agree with you 100%. I don't think these people were going to change their mind about anything. They think he's a great businessman and he's surly and smart and educated and a billionaire and was on TV. He was on that Celebrity Apprentice. So, yeah, it doesn't matter. They probably assume that he says that all the time.
Yeah,
their assumption was that he said it already.
We've all said stuff like that before. You know, he's apologized.
Your Southern is funny.
That wasn't Southern. I don't even know.
Said something before. I don't know what you were trying to do there.
I don't know what I was trying to do either, but yeah. I'm done with him. Let's move on. We got to go back to the Kardashians now, unfortunately. Sorry. Kim Kardashian, this got a lot of attention for me, and I love it because I trolled her. Listen, when I troll somebody, I'm straightforward about it. I was trolling her. I was thirsty. I was thirst trapping. I was trying to get myself attention, too.
I saw a website that says Perez Hilton criticizes Kim Kardashian. I saw that on a website.
Yeah, I own it. I own it. So Kim Kardashian had a, quote, traumatic experience in Paris and has been off social media for months, plural, and decides to make her comeback to social media by launching an official verified Instagram account for her Kimoji app that features her twerking her ass in front of a Christmas tree. And maybe it's not her because we only see the ass, but I think it's her. That's what they want us to believe, right? Uh-huh. And even if it's not her, it's been 2 months plus since what happened in Paris. Her team would not have launched a new Instagram account and publicized it without her approval. I would have just thought, before doing that, before putting a video up of a woman twerking her ass in front of a Christmas tree that many people are going to assume is Kim Kardashian, I would have thought a simple post on Instagram and her social media platform saying, hey, everybody, just wanted to wish you all a happy holidays. I'm still taking time to be with my family, but I want to thank you all for being like family to me. Your support over these last few months has meant so much to me.
Jeez, you've really thought this out.
Something like that, right? Because then I would not have been mad. I would have expected her to
you would
go
say,
back.
Right, she's back, and okay, yeah. here comes the business portion of
yeah.
the program.
Oh, yeah.
And it would have been more forgiving. You make a great point. And but instead, she goes right back into whoring.
Yes, exactly. Because I wouldn't have been mad. Like, okay, that's how she feels. She needs to get attention, to get business, to make money. She feels she needs to put a fucking twerking ass video up to get people talking. Okay, great. That's what she thinks she needs to do. I'm not mad at it. What I'm mad at and feel disgusted by is that that was her return and that she didn't even acknowledge her fans. Like, instead she wants people to fucking download her stupid Kimoji app, and just, it's all about the money, and it's just gross.
Well, okay, let me play devil's advocate for 1 second.
Is no way they put that up without her permission.
Hear me out. Maybe she made this deal 2 years ago, and maybe no matter what, it's a contract, it's ironclad. On this day is when we launch.
Yeah, that's fine.
She signs off on it. And she could maybe have, that's all that happened. It's not taking away from anything that you just said.
No,
agree with you 1,000%.
That's fine. That might be true, but she could have still the day before or 2 days before.
She knew it was going up. Her, is your point.
Yes, okay, she knew it was going up. Right. Yes.
It wasn't like somebody else had access to her account and just threw that up.
Well, it wasn't her account. Knowing. It was a new account that they launched that's verified, official. They didn't do that without her permission is all I'm saying.
I got you.
She knew it was
going to. She had to know. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever. That upset me. On the flip side, it also really upset me to hear the reports from today that several staffers at UCLA Medical Center tried to and or did access Kanye West's medical records while he was hospitalized there. It's just so
slimy.
Disgusting. Like, there are some things that should be sacred, and a person's health, and when they're seeking treatment like that, like, let them, like, if you're a medical professional, like,
it's not the medical professionals, it's somebody behind the scene. And look, the bottom line is this world revolves around an ugly dollar bill, and when anybody thinks that they can get an extra one, people are unscrupulous. They take it. And they take it and they run, which is sad. But it's always going to happen. And the problem is with technology and all this information now being entered into a computer, which, you know, some 12-year-old kid in wherever can now hack into, Russia probably, can hack into no problem now. You know, there's the firewalls aren't in place for a lot of government systems, B, definitely not for a lot of medical systems. I mean, how many times you go to the dentist office and you see those drawers that they pull out of stuff? You're like, I could walk in here and take this stuff. And it's got social security numbers. It's not a very safe world we're living in. And this is going to continue to happen. And it's going to continue to be disgusting. But and as long as somebody will pay for it, which you know who the people are that will pay for stuff like this.
TMZ.
Well, you said it, not me. But
they're the only ones. They're the only ones I think that would. I don't think any other. Well, and then the trashy ones.
Yeah, I was going to say the trashy would, but I don't. Honestly, I don't know if TMZ would. I don't.
They totally would. What are you talking about? Yes. Yes.
I don't know. That's crossing a line.
You would think, but I guarantee you they would.
They may pay for it, but I don't know if they print it. They may hang on to it for a future date. If something else happens, then it'll all of a sudden, surface. You know, I don't know. I don't know if they would be ballsy enough to say, hey, we just got his medical records and here they are. That would be ballsy.
I wish they would, because then advertisers would be like, fuck you, we're done with TMZ.
Yeah, we're going to you, Perez Hilton.
Oh, I would love that. Anyways, in similar news, this also bummed me out. Another Kanye-related story that I read over the last 24 hours that kind of helps, you know, give more insight into his psyche and the many things that contributed to his, you know, hospitalization. According to one of Kanye's relatives, I forget his name. I can look it up, but who cares?
Who cares? That's his name. Who W yeah. cares?
One of Kanye's family members reveals that another Kanye family member blackmailed Kanye and threatened to release a sex tape of his. And Kanye had to pay out this relative $250,000 to prevent the release of the sex tape. that's just sad. And I mean, I would imagine that that was probably, you know, a major thing that helped contribute.
Who has a sex tape just laying around?
He had it on
like
a laptop.
What guy has a sex tape laying around?
He had it on,
on a laptop.
He gifted the laptop to a relative and apparently it was on there.
Who does that? Wipe it clean before you give it to somebody.
Kanye, I don't know.
Oh, man.
And to wrap up our Kim and Kanye coverage, and then we'll hit up some other things, and then we'll wrap it up, because this has been an hour already.
Yeah, we're an hour already. We're ready to wrap.
So yeah.
Let it fly.
All right. Just to put it out there, Kim and Kanye, although they were spotted out together on Sunday night, they went out to dinner in Santa Monica, Georgia Baldi. Every single media outlet does continue to report that there is trouble in their marriage. So we will keep an eye out on that. Also, this really upsets me. I hope it's not the case, but Angelina Jolie was spotted with her daughter Shiloh on Brad Pitt's birthday. I hope he was able to see his kids on his birthday. Yeah. If not, ooh, I keep disliking every move Angelina Jolie has been making this year.
In her defense, we don't know them all. And
I know.
We don't know the whole story. But
All right. Then I was going to talk about Lamar Odom, but I don't care. I was going to talk about Chris Brown, but I'm over it. I don't care.
Yeah,
I'll end with this, because let's end on a positive and juicy. Oh my God, this is so juicy. You see, you got to listen to the whole show always, because you never know what we'll talk about and when we'll talk about it. According to reports, Drake and J-Lo are spending a lot of time together. And they may be a thing.
Huh.
I would love it. Mark Anthony must be so pissed. I would see it. It goes back to Robin China. Nah. They would totally do it for publicity.
Nah. That girl is so busy. I mean, she's got that television show. Didn't she just call off a New Year's Eve show? They were going to pay her $1 million to perform at a club in Miami. And she just said, no, I can't, because she just wants to spend some time with her family. Because she's got that television show. She's got that Vegas show. She's got a lot of things going on. And I don't see her with Drake. Knowing her, I don't see her with Drake.
Oh,
I just don't see it.
She would do it for publicity too, just like Black China.
Bullshit. Let me tell you one thing about Jennifer Lopez. She doesn't do anything that Jennifer Lopez doesn't want to do. She does not play that publicity, I'm going to date somebody game. Because if she did, when I knew her, the line of guys out the door that were A-list to B-list to athletes, they waited in line, and I used to watch them at the clubs or wherever we would be. I would watch them, and she had no desire. She's not a game player. And if she's into Drake, then she's into Drake. You know what I mean? She's not one of those, I'm going to date someone to get a headline. That is not Jennifer Lopez at all, at 0.0%. I can say that for a fact.
All right. Well, there you go. Right.
Little inside tip. Nugget.
That's that. Have a very Merry Christmas, everybody.
And by the way, I just got my candle. Thank you for my candle for Christmas. That was nice of you. Boss got me a candle. Look at that,
you're
everybody.
You're welcome. I'm not your boss. Jesus.
You're my boss. It's the Perez Hilton podcast.
With Chris Booker.
I'm just a schmuck that's here with you. Hey,
you
everybody.
You sent me a Christmas card, which is the funniest thing ever, because Booker has a girlfriend. We've talked about her in the past. And apparently he doesn't like taking photos with her, because the Christmas card is three different photos. It's a photo of him by himself, a photo of his girlfriend by herself, and then a photo of their cat.
Okay, here's the truth.
You can't take a family photo of the three of you?
All three photos we were together in. Well, two of the photos. Like, obviously, we weren't in the cat photo. I think maybe she took it and my leg was in it with the cat. But both of the other photos, I am in. You just really can't see me. Like the one I'm sticking my head in front of everyone, she's literally behind me. And the one where she's putting her head sideways, I'm in the background as well. She just jumped out and did that. And it's funny that you're the only person to point that out, by the way, that has received the card. But you're dead right, because when my girlfriend—and I have nothing to do with ordering the cards. That's her department. I don't get involved. I have nothing to do with that. So the card comes, I look at it and go, yeah, it's a card. Good, send it out. And she looked at it and she went, And I went, what? And she said, I think people are going to think it's weird that we're not in the picture together at any point. And I looked at it and I went, yeah, I don't know. I don't think anybody's going to care. And then I wake up this morning and I get a text from you and it says, you're not even together in your Christmas card. And I was like, oh my God, he very, very perceptive of you. So there you go.
I'm the only one that would probably let you know. And probably. other people probably think it and don't let you know.
Yeah, you're the only one keeping it real. You're keeping it too real. How about that?
I didn't say it was bad. I thought it was sweet and thank you. And I thought it was funny that you weren't in a photo together.
But how about this? Let me bring this up since we're talking about the gifts. So Perez gets me this candle. It's really nice from Henry Bendel. And I love Henry
Bendel. It's my favorite candle.
Oh, I love that candle. It reminds me.
It's an expensive fucking candle.
I know it is. I was like, why did you buy me something that expensive? That's ridiculous. But thank you. And I do appreciate it. But so I like this candle. And I come home from work day before yesterday or whenever I came home. No, I came home from Chicago this weekend. And I walk into the apartment and I smell that magical smell. And I was like,
Your girlfriend used your candle without
your
permission?
She lit my candle without me being there.
Oh.
Isn't that ridiculous? I mean, that candle, you can light it 5,000 times. It's so big. But
it's
still,
a huge
the first
candle.
Light should be done by me, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm totally bringing it up. I knew it. That was for me first. All right. Well, I'm going to go yell at her.
I would be pissed. And it's a 3-wick candle. You're not living life unless you're 3-wicking it, okay?
What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean?
It's 3-wicking it. 3-wick. Three-wicking
it. It's a 3. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I thought you said 3-week. I was like, it burns for 3 weeks?
3-wicking it. Maybe I didn't pronounce it properly.
No, you probably did. I've got the headphones very low. 3-wicking
it.
Everybody, Merry Christmas.
Merry
love
Christmas.
We
we'll be back
you
next
listening.
Week with a new episode.
A very short new episode.
Not short. It might be long. Who knows?
I don't think so. There's not that many calls. Everybody, have a Merry Christmas, a happy holiday. We love you. Take care.